The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. It's 10:01. Del, should we call Lincoln?
Yes.
It's up to you. Can you duplicate what
just
you did
Twitch wants you
to the Washington
everybody
office?
Yeah, we can call him. Now, if it's a young girl, it might be a little bit different.
You're a little uncomfortable calling a grown man.
Well, no.
Well, you just have to finesse it a little different. Yeah, yeah. That's
you
all.
You just finesse it a little bit.
Do you think it's appropriate that during a Senate, during a Supreme Court confirmation hearing, that the senator was talking about and joking about the Houston Astros, who have been punished and who actually were found not to use buzzers in 2019?
Del, you got to have what ready? We got to what them.
Right after they talk, right after they say something, you just, what? Oh, man, I'm super excited, but also nervous.
Good morning, Senator Sasse's office. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you? You're on the air in Houston on ESPN 97.5. Is the senator in?
The senator is not in the Lincoln office right now. How may I help you?
Yeah, because I heard him yesterday. He talks funny, doesn't he? Especially from like somebody from Nebraska.
Sir, I'm happy to pass along a message to the senator.
Yeah, will you tell him that we think he talks funny?
All right, I'll get that
He's
done.
He's kind of odd. He said,
What?
Hello?
I'm still here, sir.
Oh, okay. I just heard somebody say what? Wondering if that was the son. Is that you?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, just pass that along to people in Houston. Think he talks funny for somebody from Nebraska.
All right. I'll take that down.
Thank you.
What?
Thanks for the call.
All right.
You didn't want to call him a...
I didn't want to call. Nah, I didn't want to say with her answer in the phone.
He talked funny. Funny how? Like he's a clown? Like he's here to amuse you?
No. You think it's? I don't know if you know this. The senator doesn't shine shoes anymore.
I didn't want to call him a douchebag in front of to her. So
some decorum from John.
There was. I have a filter.
He cleans it up for the ladies. He's
classy. Right. That's right. I am. He's sassy. He
should have asked, how do you pronounce his name? We're not sure about it.
Sassy?
Is it Sass or Sassy?
It's Sass.
Because yesterday he sounded sassy.
Yeah. No, he is sassy.
He is sassy. That's what he is. I don't think he's a douche. Anyway.
Oh my goodness.
It was inappropriate behavior yesterday by him. But, yeah, we had to clean it up for the ladies in Lincoln.
You want to try the Kearney office next?
No, I don't want to try anymore.
He's got so many offices.
Why does he have all those offices?
I don't know why. I guess he...
Why does he have so many offices?
Scotts Bluff, Omaha, Kearney, Lincoln, and then his Washington office. Five of them.
Wow. It seems like that's a waste of taxpayer money to me.
Yeah, for one guy.
So I'm just going to do a comparison. I saw Seth Payne had a tweet, or Sean did, I guess. And here's what they're doing. Now,
okay.
Here's what they're doing. Join us now. Our good friend Teddy J Radio.
Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson. He's talking the following. Rack versus Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
Romeo Crennel versus Vrabel. The Texans head coach, the head coaching search. Jack Easterby. Maybe they're having Easterby on, but they're talking about Jack Easterby. And then the New England COVID outbreak. What we talked about was a new charity called Eyelids for Kids.
If you missed that, go back to the second half of the 8 o'clock hour.
Where kids with no eyelids are going to get eyelids because of a brand new charity that's out.
Well, and they're getting eyelids from the foreskins that Tim Tebow is collecting.
And also from cadavers.
But it's all
from the circumcisions,
right?
In third world countries.
So are you removing eyelids from cadavers or foreskin as well?
No, just eyelids. Gross.
Okay.
My company's not gross. Well, it's not my company. Let the record reflect.
It's a charity you're working
so
for.
So people started sending money to my actual Venmo for the charity called Eyelids for Kids, Eyelids for Kids. And then that was a topic. Yep. We had top Astros catchers of all time.
We did that.
Let's one see. Through 30.
We one through 30. We also called the Washington office of Ted Sass from Nebraska.
Ben.
Who tried.
What's his name?
Ben Sass.
Ben Sass, who tried Same to who come cares? On and talk about badmouth the Astros yesterday during a Supreme Court confirmation hearing. And John asked the guy who answered, yes, is the senator just a gigantic, huge douchebag?
I'd rather not answer
that question or whatever he said. And then we just called the Lincoln office as well. So
Alan says he would have done better. No, we're not going to have you berating a woman on the air, Alan.
Did we talk any Texans?
We did not talk Texans yet. Do you want to talk about Rack versus Vrabel?
No.
Do you want to talk about the pandemic in New England?
No, not really.
Do you want to talk about anything that they talked about?
Easterby, we've done that. Texans had coaching search.
I think we're pretty clear on the Easterby situation.
Yeah, I think we kind of stated our...
Yeah. Did you see yesterday they came out with the guy, Jed Hughes, who is the guy from...
Corn Ferry,
that is heading it up. And, you know, what he said, having a guy who's able to tune out the noise, I guess that's the key to the hire, is someone who can tune out the noise that goes on around the team. I don't know that that's the number one quality I want in a head coach, but
what does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know. But Jed Hughes, did he place Schneider and Carroll? They said he recommended them.
Oh, he may have.
But we didn't see that on the resume. All we saw was the really crappy ones he did.
Yeah, well, they've been there a while. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe
why
he
are
did.
They, but why are those in the forefront?
Because maybe those were articles about they wanted to make a point.
Make a point. Look at what these guys have done.
Yeah. I mean, Carroll's been good over there. And John Schneider's been great.
We went over the list of Corn Ferry coaching hires, and it's not good. Or general manager hires. The only one is Missouri. That's a pretty damn good one. But otherwise, their record, well, the record of the ones that we saw anyway. But if he did play Schneider and Pete Carroll, he did a hell of a job there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like that. How about doing that here? That would be great.
Be fantastic. There's a chance he could make a good hire. I just don't know that it's 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
Should we send trash cans to the D.C. office of Sass? He found trash cans for $25. I'm not spending that. My money's going to Eyelids for Kids.
He called the center's office and asked them if they knew he was a douche. I don't think I said that either.
Oh, Dale, you might want to run that back.
I can run it back if you're not sure.
Run it back, Dale. Run it back.
I don't think I said that. But I don't think I used the word douche. But
oh, yes, you did.
I'm pretty sure I did.
No,
I think it's douche back. Yeah. No, sound like a giant douche, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know. But but we'll never know.
John's okay.
We'll never. There's no proof.
John's having a crank call remorse.
No, I don't mind at all. I don't give a rat's ass about Senator Douche.
Crank call remorse.
I don't have any crank call remorse.
He's very rarely remorseful.
I'm not remorseful.
If he said it, he meant it, and he will represent it.
I don't care what Senator Douche thinks of me or anyone in Houston.
No, we know that.
Yeah. So there's that. All right. Now, what 713-780-3776, if you want to get in here, what are the Astros going to do tonight?
Pitch a bunch of bullpen guys?
If he starts Luis Garcia and he does blow up, but what if Luis Garcia, and oh, by the way, why haven't you used him yet? What if Luis Garcia, why haven't they used him since he had five shutout innings? Or he had no hit ball going, didn't he?
You're guessing on a pitcher who hasn't pitched since the ninth. He's not, that dude is, he's at the back end of the list. Josh James is more likely to start.
Probably.
He's been a starter. Probably. He's more likely to start.
Probably.
Look, you guys are talking about something that no one cares about. What we do care about is this.
Is the senator in? We'd like to talk to him. No.
Yeah, sorry. You said, where are you calling from again?
ESPN Houston.
ESPN Houston. So, Senator, we would direct all our press inquiries to our comms director. See, I can give you his name and email if you'd like.
Well, he's going to give out the whole email.
First name, you James, said, what? He was in water, E.G. And,
Does the senator know that he sounds like a douche as well? I just wanted to know. I just want to. How in the world did this douchebag ever win? Is what I'd like to know.
Sir, I'm not going to say anything. I mean, if you'd like to talk to our comms guy, you're free to do that.
Yeah.
So, yes, I did.
How did this douchebag ever win?
I did make a douche reference.
You did, yeah.
A slight reference, okay?
Twice.
It was a slight
reference. It was brief but firm.
To his douchery.
It was a brief but firm reference.
Yeah, you didn't harp on it.
No, but...
It didn't linger, but it was a strong comment.
He was aware of his douchebaggery. He was. So I think we figured that out. He was aware. Luis Garcia had threw a third of an inning on September 27th. That he's pitched since not the ninth though.
What did he do on the 27th?
Listen, he did give up three runs against Arizona on the 18th. Two earned in one and a third. That's not bad.
That's not good. That's over nine.
One and a third. He gave up two runs. One and a third. He gave up another run. But then he pitched a third of an inning on September 27th, and he gave up zero runs.
How many hits?
Zero.
Any walks?
He pitched five innings against Oakland and gave up one hit. Lance. He had a no hitter going. The 9th of September.
What's he done since then?
Well, he gave up a couple, three runs, but that's not that bad.
You need to get off that train.
No, I'm thinking we're going to see Luis Garcia as the starter today. Big number 77. Here comes that train. Here comes the 77 train coming your way.
You don't usually see number 77s pitching in a postseason.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Often.
Like, ooh, this team must not be very good to be pitching a 77. They must have a lot of injuries. Yep.
Yep.
A lot of rookies.
Yep.
Check. Check mark all those.
Yeah. How many more rookies? I think this is
what percentage
more rookies pitched than any team in history.
I'm going to ask you a very real question. What's the guy's name?
Who? Luis Garcia?
Did you talk about Luis Garcia? Okay. Is he left-handed or right-handed?
Right-hander.
Okay. If you ask.
He weighs about 260.
They say 225.
No.
Oh, no. It doesn't say that. So, yeah, he's a big dude.
Big dude.
But if you ask. So, of the people watching the game today who are cheering for the Astros.
Oh, they say 216.
Yeah, it's his, okay, that's his baseball card weight. That's when they signed him.
Yeah.
Of all the people who are watching the Astros game, what percentage would know who he is?
Zero. 1%. I mean, honestly, you haven't seen it.
Because first of all, there's going to be a lot of people watching who didn't watch the Astros this year.
Yeah.
They're watching because it's playoffs. And they had to watch certain games to have any chance of seeing him.
Yeah.
Few games. How many appearances did he make?
Four, five appearances.
So you would have had been watching one of those five.
Yeah.
His last three were when the Astros have been, it was not going good. There's a 100% chance that less than 5% of the people would know who he is.
Oh, no.
I think you might be right. 1% of the people.
1%, yeah. Honestly, when he was throwing the no-hitter against Oakland, I was like, who is this guy? Where did he come from? Because I didn't see his previous outing.
But to be fair, you said that about probably most of the bullpen pitchers all year. Or at least at the beginning of the year. Who's Blake Taylor? Did you say that at any point?
Yeah.
Did you say?
I had to go look. Oh, that's who we got. How about that trade? You got Blake Taylor from Marisnik.
Yeah. Did you ever say, who's Brooks Raley?
No, I knew. Well,
they traded for him during the season.
When the trade happened, I was like, this
is Brooks
Raley. Did
you ever say,
oh, great.
Who is Enoli Paredes?
Yes, when he came up. But I was like, wow, what a whip. Awesome. I like him.
Did you ever say, who's this Cy Snead guy?
Yeah, no, but I'd seen Cy Snead before.
You saw it last year.
Yeah.
Wasn't good that year either.
No. Why do we have a scrub on the team?
Did you ever say, what is this guy scrub?
What is a scrub? And why is he pitching?
Did you ever at any point this year say, why is Devo still on the team? Early on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that.
Well, who's Brandon Belak?
Oh, God, I forgot about.
Remember Brandon Belak?
Wait a minute.
Remember when he was a thing?
Where is Brandon Belak?
Brandon Belak got hurt. He's out for the season. What about Chase DeJong?
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yep.
He's not on the roster.
No, he died or something. What about Carlos Sanabria?
So here's another thing that they're doing on the other show. They're talking about Texans offense versus Titans defense and where the holes might be. And we're saying, you remember this guy?
You remember this guy?
And DeJong is on the ALCS.
He is?
Yes.
I thought he died.
No, he's still.
Do you remember DeJong?
Well, guess who you're going to see today?
Maybe.
We're going through a list of no-name bullpen guys.
How is your name Chase DeJong? That just doesn't make much sense. I don't know. It's like...
like Ken Tommy Chong?
Niamatawolo. What?
Like Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong?
Yeah, okay. Like that. Yeah. So it's kind of like that. You might see... there might be a Chase DeJong sighting today for those of you that are looking for have been looking for Chase DeJong. How about a Brandon Bailey? How about all of these guys all making their major league debuts this year? Mm-hmm. And you're in the ALCS.
And you're just three games away.
And it's 10-17.
You're three games away from going to the World Series. That's it.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Chase Hernandez says, come on, guys. Names don't make sense sometimes. Hashtag Chase DeJong. Chase Hernandez. Yeah, that doesn't make much sense. Yeah. It just doesn't. I just don't get that. I don't understand it. Chase DeJong. Anyway, 713-780-3776. And oh, by the way, Throw Shade Thursday is coming your way next segment. So get your shade ready now. Think about your shade while you're listening to the show. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. DeJong is on the roster. Yes, we know that. So, I thought he was dead. Same thing.
You always think people are dead just because you haven't heard of them in a while.
They're dead to me.
Understood.
If I don't see them, they're dead to me.
But he is available. Hopefully, he is not needed because I feel like if he's pitching, it's probably like 12-3 Rays if he's in the game.
Yeah. Listen. There's no reason to have a Chase DeJong in the baseball game right now.
Not a good one.
Not a great reason. Dude hasn't pitched. It's been how long since Luis Garcia has pitched? You got to throw these guys. You're going to throw them in an elimination game?
DeJong has pitched more recently than Garcia.
When did he pitch?
He pitched the final game of the regular season in which he was terrible.
Well, what was the date?
September 27th.
So did Garcia. Pitched that same game.
I had him as the ninth. He pitched on the 27th.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He pitched in relief.
Okay. Well, the last time he started a game, I guess, was
right,
the ninth.
Right, right, right. The ninth. Right. No, he's made five appearances, and he was in that 27th game as well. So what's the difference?
Well, those guys, DeJong, I don't see a way that he pitches. I mean, Garcia is the one you think might pitch because at least when he started, he pitched well. But we don't know yet. That information from both squads hasn't come out yet about who's starting today's game.
I wish it, and it's going to be something for the announcer. You know what? Hey, we got to find out who Luis Garcia is. Can we have any information, please? A little something.
Well, if they were doing their jobs, they would. They would know who might be available to pitch, and then do your research off of that, and then be ready for multiple.
I don't want to be ready on a bunch of stuff that I'm not going to use.
Well, maybe you're
right.
Not.
I'm not wasting my time on that.
What do they
getting all my Luis Garcia
what
information?
What else do they have to waste their time on? All they're doing busy. Is calling a baseball game.
They're busy.
Where?
No.
Doing
you don't
what?
Know how about the preparation it takes.
Well, if you can't even, you know, find out stuff about a potential starting pitcher, maybe you're not preparing at all, really.
Mm-hmm. What is this? Thanks for stepping up for the HJG. Free, cold, crisp, refreshing Coors Light at Republic Boot Company. What is that? At Republic Boot Company for life. Anytime you stop by. 4222 San Felipe. That's, hello. That is right by my, it's not far from me.
Well, they're looking for an ad, which you just gave to them. And they're giving you beer for calling been sassy.
That's right.
Sassy.
They make custom handmade cowboy boots. Well, how do you have all that Coors Light hanging around?
I'm sure they're just going to buy it for you. If you tell if you tell them you're rolling by, they'll have Coors Light waiting.
Chase DeJong. I'll take food for $1,000, Alex.
No, he's just a mediocre pitcher.
Not male golfer, female golfer. Not a golfer. It's not. He's just a mediocre pitcher?
Yeah.
Why you got to put mediocre on him?
Because I was going to be more insulting, and this, I tried to be nice.
Is there anything we missed today? I think we missed a lot. But
well, we talked about Saban getting COVID. Yep. Said the LSU-Florida game is postponed. What else is out there? Le'Veon Bell, we mentioned that. What else is there to talk about? The Texans, what? They're playing a Titans team who's a little beat up and on short rest. Advantage Texans?
Yeah. It's huge advantage Texans. Oh, you don't think that the Texans... Oh, by the way, what is the number on that? I got to bet on the Titans.
I thought you said the Texans had the
advantage. Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like... Well, do you like the Texans this week?
No, I don't like them anyway.
A team that can just dominate you on the ground and push Vernon Hargraves into the earth?
No, I don't like them. Now, there are a lot of guys on the Titans did not practice report, but that probably has a lot to do with the fact that they played on a Tuesday, so they didn't practice yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing that appears to be... Who knows? All it says is did not practice. I don't know the extent of these injuries, but... These are a lot of guys who played. A lot
they
of veterans
just played.
Who played.
Yeah. Listen, it's not ideal. It's also not ideal waiting 17 days to play a game and not being able to practice unless you cheat and you go to a high school and you practice and then the NFL finds you.
Yeah, and how did that work out for them?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Didn't bother them at all. They beat an undefeated team soundly.
Beat the snot out of them.
Yeah.
What do you think the line is?
Texans... Titans on a short week. I'm going to go Titans minus 6.
3.5.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think...
Do they know the Texans have...
I think the Texans are more well thought of this week after last week.
Because they beat the Jag? I mean, why?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and Bill O'Brien's gone. I think that's two of the things.
I would buy that because the Titans are on a short week, even though it's a home game for them, that you look at it that way, but... The Titans just dismantled an undefeated football team and did it barely breaking a sweat without practicing. And right. We've seen the outside of the Steelers, who I still have my questions about, the Texans haven't been that competitive, weren't competitive against good teams. And if the Titans are a good team, I would expect the same. I think, well, who knows? Maybe removing Bill O'Brien is all they needed to be better. We'll see. That number's a little low for me.
Yeah, it's a little low. I like the Titans. Like the Titans, to tell you the truth. Now, the Texans always play them well.
That's true.
The Texans went there last year in a must-win game and beat them. Mm-hmm. I think this is a different feel for this Titans team, though. I really do. I think that they feel like they're one of the better teams in the league now.
And beating Buffalo is only going to help that.
Yeah. Yeah,
the Texans.
But the Texans feel better about themselves, too.
Yeah, but Bill O'Brien's absence, is that going to help them stop on the run?
Nope.
Which is what the Titans are going to lean on?
Well, they did it better against a really poor running Jags team.
Which is the point.
Right, right, right. But at least they did it.
Yeah, at least they got stops. But a team like the Titans, whose identity is run the football, play action passing, I feel like that's not a great formula for the Texans. Maybe try to score a touchdown on the opening drive. That might help.
Nope.
Get out to a good start.
Nope. They did get a first down, which was nice.
Oh, that's nice. That's great.
It was different, but it was nice. It was nice that they did that. They didn't go three and out. Remember the pass Deshaun threw?
It's nice.
Remember?
Maybe score a touchdown. Remember? Maybe score a touchdown this time because you don't want to.
We're not going to do all that.
Oh, well. It's gonna.
We want to get crazy.
That hurts your cause, your chances.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. Is if you want to hurt somebody's feelings, Throw Shade Thursday is next. Got to light them up. I'm sure there's something that you would like to throw shade at right now. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Throw shade, make some shade. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5. And a dude from Republic Boot Company, how did he know that I like Coors Lights? How would you know that? Well, it's because I'm human. It's because I breathe. It's because it's what my life is about right now. cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights? Yes. Do you think that I had any watching the? Do you think I had any playing golf yesterday and then watching the Astros? Yes. The answer would be yes, and yes. And do you think it's the official beer for me of everything? Yes. Do you think that I'll be having them today and watching a certain baseball team play and win? Yes. Of course, that's what's going to happen. Because it's the official beer of everything for me. Make it your official beer. Make it Texas Chill. If you're looking for 12 ounces, 14, 16 ounces, 144 ounces of Texas Chill, I got them for you. You'll see it on the blue mountains on that silver bullet can. It's all Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Did someone wrong you? Did somebody talk about your baseball team in Supreme Court confirmation hearings? I don't know. Maybe it happened. Maybe it didn't. I don't know. But if you would like to throw shade at anyone, did someone sleep with your wife? Do you want to throw shade? Or maybe you liked it. I don't know. I don't know that. All I know is that you have a place, an outlet here for any kind of, you could consider this revenge, okay, for someone who's done something to you. You will out them and whatever they did to you, and they will be remorseful. If you call right now, 713-780-3776. There must be something, right? Right, Del? Somebody's got something.
There's always someone trying to screw you over. Yeah. Just realize in life, there's someone out to get you.
Yeah, always. Always.
Always.
Like Del is always out to get me.
No, I don't care enough about you to be out to get you.
So this happens every day.
Okay.
Del is out to get me in my job.
What?
Yeah.
You think I'm out to take your job?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Pretty sure.
Nah.
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Well,
I mean, getting Lance out of here is my goal.
If Lance would call in right now,
yeah,
he should throw shade at Del.
If he said what you just said, he'd be correct. I wouldn't fight it. I wouldn't refute.
Because he's trash-ass Lance.
Yeah, I want him out.
So are you ready, Del?
I am.
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
Well, let's go. I know who's starting it off. It's our guy. All right. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Rahizi.
Delvencito!
Para tres, gentlemen. Good morning. Big shout out to TJ Arimboma, my boy Joseph here in H-Town. I got two quick shades, gentlemen. Actually, it's really to myself because I was a big doubter of the Houston Astros, but my homie, El Grande, Pequeño, Jose Altuve, is keeping us alive, man. Do not throw shade at that man because he is keeping us alive. And also, I want to throw shade at everybody not donating to the Eyelids for Kids Foundation. I got a little jingle. Eyelid Kids is on your side.
make some shade.
That's a new one.
That's a new jingle. Eyelids Kids is on your side. Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G? R.I.P. Raheel. Damn. Hey, buddy. Got that question for you. Hey, you think if LeBron was less hated, if he was like a more James Harden, on his public life, maybe hitting strip clubs, you know, maybe doing stuff like that instead of him marrying a black woman since high school. Think he would be less hated?
I think
he was like more ghetto.
No, I think people dislike LeBron. I don't necessarily agree with it. It's because he's far more vocal with things people rather have athletes not talk about. And then he has some stuff off the court. Like, his personality may affect people, but I think if he was more quiet, you know, shut up and dribble, in some people's eyes, that would help.
More like MJ was? Shut up and dribble? Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Got you.
Could well be.
Got you. My throw shade this week is going to be to myself. Last Sunday when I was watching the Cowboys game and Dak broke his ankle, I cried like a little baby. My wife was like, why are you crying over another man? And I kind of threw a couple things at her, threw my two-year-old's toy at her. I was really trying to warn her shot, but clearly Altuve and I missed, and I hit her in the head with one of the toys. So, yeah, I want to apologize to my wife, man.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
You shouldn't throw things at your wife.
Or anyone, really.
Yeah.
Because those things happen when you throw things at people.
You can throw things at people. I don't know. That's okay. But not at your wife.
You're sending mixed messages.
Yeah. I don't know. Q wants to get on. Hey, Q, throw some shade.
Hey, guys, what's going on? First and foremost, I want to throw shade at Derrick Henry for manhandling and stiff-arming Josh Norman like a red-headed stepchild. He should be suspended for something that brutal and vicious.
Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
That was vicious.
I mean, it was. Smacking around a little fella.
Man, I feel bad for Josh Norman now. He's a meme, and he's forever. That's Josh Norman.
Should have went low.
Yeah. That's his Najee Davenport moment.
Oh, man.
Mito! Hey! What up, Mito?
Hey. I need to throw some shade at my barber. So the last couple times, it's been hot as hell in his barbershop when you put that little cape on. And so the third time I finally asked him, like, man, what's up with the AC? He's like, man, the weather's feeling good outside, so I didn't feel like turning it on. Man, hell no, you got my ass sweating because you want to be cheap, man. Feels like two rats humping in a wool sack, man. Turn the AC on, man. Shade thrown.
Put
some AC
on. Have you heard that before? Two rats humping in a wool sack?
No, I've heard in a sock. A monkey doing a football. I've heard that.
A monkey doing a football.
Yeah.
Well, we get the point. It was very hot in the barbershop.
Yeah.
Turn on your AC. I don't know why you want sweaty dudes around you, barber. That's weird.
Come on, barber. Pick it up. 713-780-3776. Johnny wants to throw make some shade. Hey, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. This shade's going out to my girl. Champion giving me good head. Can I get it?
All right. Get out of here, Johnny.
Come on, Johnny.
I feel like he dropped an S-bomb early, and then I dropped it, and then he said that.
Yeah, Johnny, you got to, I mean,
clean it up a little bit.
Yeah. We don't need that.
No.
We don't need to know about.
Well, 92.5 heard it all.
Yeah, 92.5 doesn't get. Yeah, you don't.
I can't run in there and hit both buttons. What am I? I'm not capable of that. Like, I'm not sure why it's set up that way. I gotta hit that one, then scurry over there and hit that one.
That's too much work.
Yeah,
Carlos, what up, Los?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, my shade today is for you, JG. You know the pandemic's going on. I'm watching Channel 13, and day by day, either someone's having a pregnancy or someone gets married, can you please invite me to a casting call party or whatever they have at Channel 13? Bring a friend. Please put your boy down. You already know that I'm a good guy because I listen to y'all's show. So that's a plus. I got a job. I got a car.
And you want to date one of the
personalities over at
Channel 13?
Oh, I did. Yes, sir.
Is there anybody in particular?
Double B is great. Double M is great. The weather girl in the morning is great, but they're all married. So an upcoming one that, you know, right before, you know, she gets noticed by some millionaire here, man, put your boy down, JG, please.
Okay. You know what? Next time that I bring somebody to the station to meet some of the personalities over there, it'll be you, Carlos.
Thank you, brother.
All right. I promise that.
Of course, the next time he does it would be the first time.
That's never going to happen. It's the next time. The next time I do it.
Would be the first time.
Would be the never time.
Okay.
Would be the never
time. You don't think Wendy would appreciate you bringing a random person around here to meet the up-and-comers?
Yeah. One of the listeners to the show. Hey, I just want to win. I'm going to bring up a listener to the show. He wants to meet some of your single reporters. I think that's...
Would that go over well?
I think she'd be like, yeah, that's awesome.
That's what I
That sounds like a great idea.
Uh-huh. Sounds like a good idea to me, John. Uh-huh. That wouldn't cause any HR issues. Wendy, could you come in the office?
I know he's a good guy because he listens to the show.
That should be your tagline. Wendy, you don't get mad at me. He's a good guy. He listens.
Yeah.
She goes, I've seen some of your listeners at the Christmas party. That's not enough of a reference.
Yeah. Gilbert's like, hey.
What about me? What about me?
You know I want to meet all of them.
Yeah, that'd be a little disrespectful to Gilbert if you...
You're right after Gilbert, I meant,
what?
Carlos. Yeah, right after I bring Gilbert up there.
What?
James is next. 713-780-3776. James, what up?
What's going on, guys? I want to throw some shade on having to listen to, before y'all come on ESPN with Keyshawn, and having to listen to him deep throat LA every LA team, man. I'm like, damn, just pull it out of your mouth every once in a while.
Mm.
Like, it's just over and over, crapping on the Astros and just being all over LA, man. Thank God y'all hurry up and come on so I can make it through my ride in the morning. That's my shade.
Wow. Make some shade.
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah, I listen to those guys. I think it's a pretty good show, actually. Jay Will is trying to keep Keyshawn in line. Some.
Chano.
It's not easy.
Chano. Jay Will's like, Keyshawn, I've been here a long time. I understand how things work here.
Well, not only that, but Keyshawn says some really stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Jay Will's, look, there's a line to toe.
Yeah. And not only a line, but that's kind of stupid. What you're saying.
Oh, okay.
There.
I get you. You said some dumb things in the past. Yeah, that one was really dumb. That's what he's doing?
Yeah, yeah. This is getting, no. No, Key. No. We got to, that's. Let's get back to reality, Key. Not just Key's reality, all right? And everything he said, well, I see it. Any football thing, it's like, really? Really, dude? Really? And well, it's what I see with my eyes.
But your eyes are lying.
I'm not worried about any stats.
But
okay,
the stats back up what you see. That's the whole point of stats.
Right.
Okay.
Steve, let's get him in here. Hey, Steve.
Hey, I just wanted to throw some shade at John.
Mm-hmm.
John's manners. He comes on here every day talking with his mouth full of Dana Holgerson's junk. Just swallow, bro.
Oh, my gosh. So aggressive. Everybody.
A little too aggressive today, people.
Wow.
All right. That's it. No more. Y'all are ugly. You say ugly things.
I'm not usually shocked. That hit hard at the end. I thought, okay, we're done for the day. This guy got in late. He called in late to get that in. He's the last caller. Called in. All right, man.
All right. I can't refute Jay.
Maybe. Who do you think he's a fan of? Like West Virginia or something?
I don't. Maybe Texas?
Yeah, possibly.
Possibly.
Who knows?
Whatever.
Take it.
News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Oh, man. Oslo police have seized a scooter that can go three times the speed limit. Do you want a scooter that can go three times the speed limit?
Now I'm a little shaky with that stuff. I don't even mess with motorcycles.
I don't like going fast on them though.
No.
My cousin once, I got on the back of his motorcycle. We get on the freeway and he pops a wheelie.
What?
And I'm on the back and he's going down the freeway popping a wheelie.
This is something a 20-something does, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was young. I was in, 12, 13, something like that.
I don't play games.
Was freaked.
Nope. Not.
Yeah, that was not, that wasn't a good time. Don't do that to anyone if you're on, you're riding a motorcycle. So there's some, do you see the person in the jetpack spotted again near LA airport? Remember, did you see last week or the week before that plane was coming in? He's like, hey, there's a guy on a jetpack flying around out here.
No.
Yeah.
And are they allowed
out there again?
Are they allowed to shoot him down since he's in airspace that he's not supposed to be in?
I don't think so. I don't think you can shoot him down.
He's a flying object in prohibited airspace. Shoot him down.
Well, that might
shouldn't the jets be scrambling?
Yeah. He should stay out of their way, I think.
Yeah,
I would stay away from the airport because that's where jets are taken off.
Well, I'm not talking about those jets. I'm talking about military personnel. Shouldn't they be scrambling to shoot him down? You can't be in prohibited airspace.
He's on a jetpack. Who's he hurting?
I don't know. Do you
want to ride a jetpack?
Does he have a? Do I know if he has a rocket launcher on his shoulder?
Do you want to ride a jetpack?
Nah, that's with the scooter that goes three times faster than the speed limit. I'm not interested. I got a car for a reason. In fact, I bought a mini SUV for a reason. I like to feel a little bit safer. I ain't looking for all that.
I kind of want to.
You want a jetpack?
Yeah, jetpack. I think that'd be cool.
You're not going to use a jetpack.
The DEA announces its biggest meth bust in U.S. history. 10-foot high pile of drugs, 4,800 pounds of meth. Do you think that the people who got busted are bummed? They lost all their meth.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
I think the people who were going to buy that meth are more bummed.
Well, I think they should be happy.
That's not how meth heads think.
Well, I know, but meth heads need to think differently. Then they wouldn't be meth heads.
True, but I don't think if they heard that their supplier lost that much meth, they're not going to be thrilled with it because now what type of illicit acts are they going to do? Because that's what they do to get the drugs. It's a chain reaction, John.
I also seized 893 pounds of coke and 13 pounds of heroin. Huh. I think those guys are bummed.
That's putting a dent in your earning capabilities.
Did you see Rudy Giuliani posted a video of himself? Apparently, it was anti-Asian. He was mocking Asians.
You remember when he was just
it?
America's mayor? Like, oh, Rudy was the guy who got New York through 9/11, and why can't Rudy be president? Now he's just, well, he's the guy who's posting videos of Asians being made fun of. He also didn't have a great day yesterday when the New York Post posted an article. It was supposed to be the October surprise where Hunter Biden got his dad to, you know, do something in his position as vice president to save his kid. And everybody was like, yeah, that's false information. So Twitter blocked the story from being tweeted. It was supposed to be the thing that took down the Bidens, and everyone debunked it. And now the story's kind of gone away. I'm reading the headlines about this thing. Rudy Giuliani staffer.
Why don't you play it?
Accidentally upload video of him being racist.
Play it.
I gotta pull it up.
Yeah, it's a play it. Apparently he does a Chinese accent and then he bows. And
is it worse than Shaq's when he did Yao Ming's?
Well, we shall see.
Well, I gotta get through these ads.
I got a story here that's got it on there.
The most famous model in China. Wow, oh, get me Jane Zirkle. Jane Zirkle.
Who paid for that?
Athena? What would you like to have for dinner? Jane Zirkle pick up. Jane Zirkle.
Himalaya, Australia, Athena.
I want Jane Zirkle pick up. Picture Jane Zirkle. That's all. No one but Jane Zirkle.
This
is a person. Let's get the takeaways. Jane Zirkle. Jane Zirkle.
Now he's bowing. Ha ha. Ha ha. That's what he did. Man.
And he's the one who posted it.
Accidentally. Well, right. What did he think he was posting? Do we know?
He's old. Who knows?
Well, yeah, stop. Don't let him use his own Twitter account.
Dunkin' Donuts is selling a ghost pepper donut, Dell.
I had ghost pepper wings from Popeyes. They're spicy, not to the point where you're going to die. But I don't like savory and sweet together. Is it going to be just a hot donut or will
it's
it be
a spicy donut, yeah.
Will it have sugar but some spice to it? No. I don't like spicy bread. That's what they're pretty much giving me. I'm out.
Do you want a bacon-scented mask? Hormel is making bacon-scented masks.
I don't think bacon's... I like bacon, but I don't think...
I don't want to smell bacon all day.
But I don't want to smell it. The attraction to bacon for me isn't the smell. Nah, I'm out on that, too.
You're out on bacon-scented
the ghost mask. Pepper donut, the bacon-scented mask. I'm out.
Yeah, I don't want a sweet, spicy...
No, it doesn't... It's going to confuse me. I don't like it. I'm not looking for it.
No. No.
Like I said, they're selling me spicy bread. Who wants spicy bread?
Nobody.
Yeah.
No, I don't want spicy bread. Apparently, they made a big mistake in Birmingham. Birmingham City Council said about 25 kits coronavirus swab tests have been given out by mistake because they'd already been used. That's not what we want.
I mean, it's better than the whole we're going to resell used condoms thing that we talked about a couple weeks
ago.
Ooh,
yeah. That company's got to be.
They were finding them, reshaping them, and then trying to package them and sell them again.
And sell them. And resell them. Used condoms.
Nope.
One
is far worse than the other in my eyes.
Well, yeah, I'd much rather have a swab that somebody else used.
Your mucus, but it's better than the other thing.
Yeah. The guy who put 30 months repeatedly put semen in his female coworker's water bottle, honey jar, and keyboard after she accused him of sexual harassment, he's going to jail. Just so you know, Dell, you should not, for 30 months, put your semen in your coworker's water bottle, honey jar, or keyboard.
You think that's something you need to tell me?
I'm just saying, I don't know what your thoughts are on this. I've never asked you about this.
If I had thoughts on it, you're dissuading me.
I don't know what your thoughts are on this.
Thankfully, I've never been accused of sexual harassment.
Well, guess what? He's from California, where you're from.
So you think it correlates that I must be the type.
He's been sentenced to 2.5 years for assault and battery.
Rightfully so. I would say give him more time. I would say give
him. He's going to have a lot of time to think about what he did.
I would say give him how many? 2.5 years?
30 months he was doing this. So she was drinking.
Yeah, it's an awful story. They gave him 30 months, too? They gave him 2.5 years, right?
They gave him 2.5 years.
So they gave him a month for every month he did something. This. Okay, that's not bad. I would say he probably deserves more. You don't have to warn me, John. The thought has never crossed my mind to put any bodily fluids of mine in someone's drink.
Mm-hmm.
Or honey. You know how depraved you have to be to figure that scheme out?
Who has honey at the office?
She probably,
this is a problem she probably, I have.
We have a kitchen. Someone could just leave honey up there.
Well, why? What are you using honey for?
For their tea?
I don't know. Well, then, you know
well,
what?
Well, then what?
Don't have honey at work.
So you're victim blaming. That's what you're doing. You're victim blaming.
No.
Yes.
All I'm saying is, why do you have honey at work?
So what is an appropriate thing to have?
And watch your water bottle, too.
Oh, now you're definitely victim blaming. Hey, if you kept your eye on it more, this wouldn't have happened. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, you're a terrible person.
I don't know. I'm just saying, don't have honey at work.
Bring honey to work if you like. You shouldn't work under the expectation that someone's going to put bodily fluids in your honey.
No. That probably shouldn't happen. But you also shouldn't have honey at work.
I don't agree with him at all. Okay. He's victim blaming.
We're done. Press boxes now.
What a show.